That's Andy. I'm Jeff. Dan Menigan on my right, on Andy's left, Meredith behind the glass. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. The Ohio State Buckeyes will play Ohio State Buckeye Marcus Freeman and his Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
No. Nope.
I mean, here's a former Buckeye who coached for the Buckeyes, coaching Notre Dame against the Buckeyes.
Is it any stranger than having a former Ohio State quarterback going up against you?
No, it's not. And that was strange.
That was strange.
I must tell you, and I've not hidden the fact that I'm not a diehard Ohio State fan because I went to a different school, and I follow that school more closely than I do Ohio State. That said, I have been pulling for the Buckeyes like crazy because I want to see Ryan Day just thrive. I think Ryan's a good coach, and he's obviously had some trouble with Michigan. And it's baffled me how the diehard Ohio State fans who are locked into the 1960s and 70s college football model, 80s, 90s as well, can't get away from that and think it's all about winning one game on the schedule. And I get that it's a big deal and it's your rival. Do you think the Ravens or the Steelers, when they played the other night, were thinking, well, we might win this game, but we lost to the Browns?
No, but it's totally different.
I know it is, except for one thing. It's just one game on the schedule, and it no longer prevents you from reaching your ultimate goal. It's an NFL type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 12 teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, you have, 14 teams in the playoffs.
Right.
It's the same type of deal now.
Right.
And one loss won't prohibit you from winning a national title.
Two losses may not stop you from winning a national
title. Right. Yeah. And I think Buckeye fans need to rethink things a little bit.
Well, I think the rethinking started, you know, in the 90s. Because even in the 90s, as much as you hated Michigan, my favorite team is Ohio State and whoever's playing Michigan. If you thought about it in the 90s, that was pretty stupid. You needed Michigan to win every game and hope that both teams would come into that last game undefeated so you could give yourself a shot at a national title. And that's when I think everything started to change a little bit. Now, the pressure of beating Michigan still remains and will remain probably till the end of eternity because that's what makes college football great, rivalries. It doesn't matter if it's, John Carroll, Mount Union, John Carroll, Baldwin Wallace, Mount Union. Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? It's Ohio State, Michigan. And it's just, it is what it is, and it's one of the things that makes college football great. But the landscape has definitely changed, and I think all the fans that were completely, just off their rocker when Ohio State lost to Michigan, if Ohio State would have got knocked out of the playoffs, then I understand. And then Ryan's job probably was on the line. And if they would have showed up for the first preseason game, or the first playoff game, against Tennessee and laid an egg, you know, maybe you'd probably be still talking about Ryan Day not. But he has rose to the occasion. His team has rose to the occasion. They are playing the best football of any team in the land right now. They are. There's no question. Even with a close game against Texas that ended up going 28-14, I think we all thought that the game was going to look exactly the way it did against Tennessee and Oregon when they went up 7-0 and everything seemed to be going right. And then Trayvon Henderson picks up a silly personal foul, and everything seemed to lose a little focus. And then all of a sudden, boom, Texas comes back and scores. And you're like, uh-oh, maybe this is going to be a game. And then as soon as, the game was on Fox. No, the game was on ESPN. As soon as ESPN put the graphic up about what Ohio State had been doing since Henderson's penalty, shazam, boom, see you later, aha, touchdown. Man.
How's that go?
I can't do that again. I can only do one. 75 yards.
That's a one-off. That's just beauty.
That's what I thought, too.
He rolls 75 yards.
Did you see the story about the play call on that?
Yeah.
They asked Ryan Day.
That was awesome.
You know, what do you want to do? Do you want to just take a knee and run this thing out? And he went, just run the screen.
So apparently, did you listen more into that bite? He said they run the screen all the time in practice.
And then they never run it in the game.
Never do it in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just run the screen.
Man.
Ryan's in Lakeland, Florida. Hello,
hey, Rhino.
The spring training home of the Tigers.
Hey, Minigan, Andy, Jeff, I want to chime in on the awesome event that's about to happen 1 week and 7 hours and a half from now.
But are you going to be there, by the way?
I am. Wow, there's four different options. Columbus, D.C. for another reason, Atlanta, or here in Tampa with my buddies and family and friends. So I have not, and again, man, Jeff, those tickets, I'm not even exaggerating. They are, no exaggeration, like $1,600 prior taxes, some of them, just for getting in the door. It's a far cry from the Rose Bowl and some other games, obviously the Buckeye, even the Michigan game, which, again, Andy, Jeff, you guys live in Ohio. It's in our culture, the Michigan-Ohio State game. Well, you can't say Ohio State without somehow, some way, Michigan being involved. Same scenario, obviously, with Michigan. When that name's announced, Ohio State's involved. It's just part of the awesome culture that is, obviously, the Midwest football. And Notre Dame's now involved with national championship game. Just a feel-good moment, man, because the South, the Deep South where I'm in, they're narcissistic. They think they're just better than us up there, just football around. And I'm trying to explain to them, you don't understand Northeast Ohio. They just don't. I try to explain Canton. I try to explain everything. But they think their culture here in football, which I like, it is. It is very good out here, high school football all the way up to the pros. But I digress, man. This game coming up, obviously, next week. I mean, it's for all the marbles, man. I mean, if there's any consolation prize, the greatest consolation prize, obviously, is winning the whole darn thing. No way, shape, or form, and especially being at the game about a month ago, just, you're not going to forget it. It's just it's still embedded in our brain. And Ryan
Rhino,
Day
is
and
it
everyone.
Right to look at the national championship as a consolation prize?
You know what? I said that multiple times prior leading up to the game, and a lot of people had the conversation. Again, the hypothetical. Would you, and again, this is all ridiculously hypotheticals. Would you rather have a national championship game or beat Michigan? And I can assure you, 80% of the people I spoke to jokingly, kind of half-hearted, said yes, beating that team up north is the goal.
And as a lifelong Ohio State fan, those fans are idiots. I'd rather have the national championship. Sorry.
It was half-hearted. It was joking around. And again, national championships will always be remembered.
Yeah, but some aren't.
Yeah.
Some
but again, this game in particular, the spread, obviously Vegas has us just dominating. And again, on paper, that's fine. But again, I just, when you get an opportunity to play a team for a national championship game, you're going to put everything out there. And again, Freeman is just a very, very savvy coach. He's just that guy that probably would have taken Ryan Day's gig, hypothetically, if we would have lost to Tennessee.
Still talking about him getting the Bears gig now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the dude's real. He knows what he's doing. He's a likable coach. He's smart. And again, I digress from no to lame because I'm not a fan of them. But again, he's a Buckeye, heart true and through.
Rhino, anyway, thank you, buddy.
Gentlemen. Thanks, Rhino.
Have a great day. Thanks.
All right.
Dano, something happened here, folks.
Yeah, we got something. Mike McCarthy expected not to return to Dallas, is now set to become a free agent, according to multiple reports. Two sides engaged in no discussions about a new deal, and Mike McCarthy is expected to be a candidate in Chicago or New Orleans. So Mike McCarthy not returning to the Dallas Cowboys.
Does he get hired?
Yes. Well, you guys are saying, oh, no, his contract's up, right? So they don't owe him any more money or anything.
No,
right,
his deal's up. If I'm the Chicago Bears, I hire him. Yeah. Did a nice job with quarterbacks. And he had Aaron Rodgers, had Dak Prescott, both played well with him. I know Dan's not a big fan. If I'm Chicago, I hire him. If I'm New Orleans, I really hire him. He's a good, solid coach. And there's a lot to be said for that.
I think working for Jerry Jones would be a nightmare.
I think it would be too.
Nightmare.
Any coach whose post-game press conference is more important than yours, if you're the head coach, that's the owner you want to stay away from. Is there any other coach who does owner who does a post-game? I don't believe there is.
I don't know of any, do you?
No. If you're the Cowboys, who are you going to hire?
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about.
Bringing in Dion? Is that what you were just thinking?
No, it's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I'm thinking you wait till June 2nd, and you bring in Bill Belichick.
I don't know if I can think of a worse matchup than Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones. Bill doesn't like anything out there.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And Jerry wants it all out there.
Maybe Dion then. Wouldn't you think that would be a...
I think that could be a nightmare, too.
Of course it could be a nightmare, but that's Dallas.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's interesting. Well, they're looking, and they're looking now.
Trying to think.
Mike Vrabel's off the board for him.
Yeah.
They'll find somebody. They always do.
Tomlin's not going anywhere. I can't see Tomlin going there, though, even if he got let go from Pittsburgh. That's not going to happen. I'm just trying to think of other guys that might be. Nick Saban? Take a run at it?
I can't imagine Nick wanting to put up with that
either. I can't imagine Nick going back to the NFL either.
Jerry's known for a little off-the-wall hires, though.
That would be off-the-wall, wouldn't it?
Here comes Barry Switzer.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever thought Barry Switzer would work. He did, as long as he had Jimmy Johnson's team.
Pete Carroll?
That's interesting.
I'm just looking at guys that are out there.
Yeah, that could possibly work. That one might possibly
work. Brian Flores?
Maybe. Dallas is looking for a head coach. New England has a head coach, and he's the guy who was just working here not too long ago. Mike Vrabel to the Patriots. I love it for him. I don't know if I'm crazy about it for the rest of the AFC, and I'll tell you why coming up on Baskin and Phelps.